This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. The Knox Galesburg Symphony hosts their annual Holiday Pops concert this weekend. In one sense, at least the Saturday night performance is the culmination of the whole day of events revolving around the Galesburg Express here in Galesburg on Saturday. With that, a guest conductor taking the reins this weekend, as, of course, as you know, Bruce Polley is retired now, and there is a sort of a competition, if you will, of guest conductors that are all vying to be the next musical director of the symphony, but Maury Cohn is not one of them. He's just a guest conducting for the Holiday Pops concert, and he's joining us here in studio. Maury, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Very happy to be here.
You're from Galesburg.
I am. Born and raised. Went to District 205 schools through and through.
Where have you been lately, then?
So I left Galesburg and I went to Oberlin Conservatory to study cello.
Oh, wow.
For my undergraduate degree. And now I'm studying conducting at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York.
So this is going to be kind of a big deal for you in terms of getting to where you need to be in order to be a full-time conductor, I'm guessing?
Absolutely. These kinds of opportunities are invaluable.
So, but coming back home has got to be a really good thing for you, for sure.
It's very special, especially with this orchestra. I grew up going to symphony concerts with the KGS, and I played in the cello section when I was in high school. I did two concertos with the orchestra. I have a lot of good friends, and it's really great to be home.
So then that said, what does the Knox Galesburg Symphony mean to you in terms of your overall development, I guess, for lack of a better term?
It was my introduction to the orchestra. Mm-hmm. I mean, sitting up in the balcony of the Orpheum listening to symphonies was my first time thinking about wanting to be a musician. And so getting to come back and work with the musicians of the KGS as a conductor is definitely a dream.
So is it going to be a nerve-wracking going from the balcony of the Orpheum down to the main stage?
It will be, yeah. But I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
What kind of went through your mind when I imagine they asked you to come in and do this weekend?
I was very happy to do it.
Yeah.
I know that it's a big undertaking, these kinds of concerts, because there's a lot of moving parts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have an orchestra this weekend. We also have a choir. We have vocal soloists. We have a lot of different pieces. Normally, on an orchestra concert, you're just going to have two or three long pieces. But on a concert like this, there's a bunch of, almost 18 different little short pieces.
Sure.
And so putting all of that together is challenging, but a lot of fun.
I think as much as people like the symphony concerts, I think the various Pops concerts that happen during the course of the year are incredibly special, including and especially the Holiday Pops concert.
I think it's a very important part of what the orchestra does, and it also helps us, get to know a different audience that may not have come to the other concerts but is interested to come to this concert.
What would you say to somebody in a general sense? And I think this is, if I'm going to my line of questioning that I'm using on the candidate guest conductors, I'm sorry, but what would you say to somebody who maybe has never gone to a symphony concert before, and maybe who might be considering going to a Pops concert for the first time? How do you go about introducing somebody to the symphony in that regard?
I think a concert like this is a great introduction
yeah.
to the symphony, because you're going to hear a lot of music that you've heard before. We're doing a lot of holiday favorites. Do You Hear What I Hear, Sleigh Ride, White Christmas. We're doing music from the Polar Express. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff you've heard before, but also some new stuff. We've got some brand new stuff and some other things that you may not have heard. And I think the way to approach any kind of concert like this is not the most important thing for me is to not feel like you have to have a certain type of reaction, right? Mm-hmm. There's no right way to listen to music. There's no right way. There's no right time to clap. There's no wrong time, all of that stuff, right? So the most important thing is to have fun and be moved, because that's what music's about.
It's maybe sometimes symphony concerts can get a little, I don't want to say stuffy, and I don't mean it in that sense, but maybe it's a little more proper, perhaps, than like a Pops concert?
Maybe. I think that the musicians of the symphony mm-hmm. are a lot less stuffy and not at all hung up on these traditions that some people stereotype it as, right? And so mm-hmm. most people who like orchestra music don't care about any of these sort of old-fashioned type of traditions, except it's just the reputation.
Let's talk about, again, in more detail, a holiday Pops concert here. You've talked about some of what will be performed. Go through the whole thing for me. What will folks hear? A lot of traditional favorites, I imagine.
A lot. We'll start with a couple medleys of various Christmas and holiday carols. There'll be a sing-along. There'll be some vocal soloists. Phil Lopez is going to be one of the main soloist. He's from Avon and currently studies at Wichita State in
Kansas. Oh, that's
great. Fantastic singer.
So you're not the only one coming home just for this concert, then.
Exactly. It's a big reunion. It's going to be a big reunion.
That's great.
And so also Baron Lamb, Ellen Larson, Emilio Moreno, all who live in Galesburg, will also be singing solos with us.
Great to hear that you're able to maybe even use maybe more local talent, perhaps, than you might use in a traditional symphony concert.
Well, that's the thing about these kind of concerts is there's a lot of variety.
Yeah.
And so we're doing one piece with Bob Jirocco, also Galesburg resident, mm-hmm. who's going to tell a story while the orchestra accompanies. So he's going to tell the story of "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and the orchestra will provide the sort of background music to his story.
That's fantastic.
And so, there's a lot of different things throughout the night.
Very good. So before I wrap up and before we talk about the times and tickets and that sort of thing, since you're studying becoming a conductor, what kind of have you been thinking about as you've been preparing for this show? What have you learned already that will come into play here on Saturday and Sunday?
You know, conducting sort of has two big jobs.
Yeah.
The first job is a logistical job, right? Mm-hmm. Orchestras are big. And especially in a concert like this, you've got an orchestra, you've got singers, you've got, you know, people coming on and off stage, narrators. And so there's a sort of air traffic control aspect of the job, right? And that's really important, making sure everything happens at the right time. But in addition to that, the job of conducting has to do with, you know, helping an orchestra speak with one voice,
mm-hmm.
right? And taking these incredible musicians who are all individually very trained and very prepared and have their own sort of expression and listening carefully to what they do and helping sort of cohere that into a single statement.
Very good. Are you doing this for a grade, by the way?
No, this is just I'm at home having fun.
There you go. Well, I'm sure the symphony is glad to have you for the Holiday Pops concert this weekend for sure. So talk about times and tickets and that sort of thing.
So we have two shows, Saturday night at 7 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3. And you can get tickets online, kgsymphony.org. Okay. Also, right at the door. Tickets start at $20, but all students are $5,
That's
any
great.
Age.
All right. Anything else we should know about the Holiday Pops concert, Maury?
It's going to be a lot of fun. Hope to see you there.
Wonderful. All right. Maury Cohn, guest conducting the Knox Galesburg Symphony for their Holiday Pops concert this weekend. Thanks so much for coming in. I hope you have a great holiday season and welcome home.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. And by the way, we mentioned at the beginning the Galesburg Express event. We'll talk more about that on Galesburg's Morning News on Friday with Jessica Linder from the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. But you can also go to WGIL.com on the community events page to find out about more information on that as well. Stay tuned. We'll get to business news and sports and much more straight ahead as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.